Can you imagine? A miracle is ordinary? Yeah, a miracle is quite ordinary. We like to think of a miracle as being something very special. And yet, all of the universe is made up of miracles. One after the other, continuously, one upon the other, continuously, totally, a miracle is quite ordinary, because that is what makes the world go round. A miracle is the sun shining down on the earth, providing warmth, providing all the things that the earth needs to exist as a habitable planet. Can you imagine what would happen if any little thing were to change in the universe? If the sun were to go kaput, what would happen to us? What would happen to the world? What would happen to our lives? What would happen to anything we're doing? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what would happen to you if the sun were to cease shining? Can you imagine what would happen to the world if there was any change whatsoever? Well, with change would be adjustment. And with adjustment would come all sorts of interesting things. Now, what would take place? What would take place in the universe if there were changes taking place? And there are changes taking place constantly in the physical, in the human world, in the divine, in the absolute, in the allness, in the isness. All things are and exist already and are fulfilled already. All things are magnificent already. All things are divine. Yes, all things are magnificent. Now, both are a miracle. Both the changeability of life and the changeability of all things and the non-changeability of all things. The experience of all things being just what they are and just being wonderful and just being fun and just being magic. Yes. That's what life is all about. That's what our world is all about. And we live in a world and we think miracles are wonderful. And yet, miracles are just what we live every single moment of our day. Miracles are what we live every single moment of our life. Everything that goes on in the world and the human world is a miracle. Everything that goes on in the spiritual world is a miracle. Everything that goes on in life. And miracles are no longer able to be described as something miraculous or something unusual. They are very ordinary. Now, would you like to get on the bandwagon of the ordinary miracles? Well, if you do, then it's just a matter of where are your thoughts? Where is your thought about yourself? Where is your thought about your world? Where is your thought about all that goes on in this universe? When you realize it, your thoughts are the conductors. Your thoughts are the anticipators. Your thoughts are the creators of every miracle that ever happened or ever will happen. Your thought is the miracle. Your thought is the magic of everything that ever could be. That's your thought. Your thought is the miracle. And your thoughts are so ordinary, you let them pass through your mind, pass through your thinking system. You let thoughts go into your world, and you let thoughts come to you and say to you, I'm important and I'm not important. You let thoughts do all these things in your world, and are the thoughts really important? Well, they are if you give it importance. Are the thoughts going to change from one minute to the next? Oh, yes, very much so. Are the thoughts going to be different one day to another? Yes. Are you going to look at thoughts differently from one minute to another? Yes, very much so. So, if thoughts and miracles are synonymous, if thoughts and miracles are what you do every single day of your life, every single experience that you have had a thought about it. Now, what kind of a thought do you want to have about anything in your life? What kind of a thought do you want to have about any activity that goes on in your world? What kind of a thought do you want to experience? Do you want that thought to be a good thought, as you would conceive of a good thought? Do you want that thought to be a loving thought? Do you want that thought to be a positive thought? Say, for instance, it's raining, and you say, the rain falls just gently on the earth, moistening the soil, just sufficient to make it beautiful, washing the air of all pollutants, all things come out of the air, down onto the soil, giving the soil adequate more nitrogen and all the other things that it needs, and it's just a wonderful, glorious thing. Oh, now, that's marvelous. That's a lot of miracles going on there. I am putting those things into it. I am choosing the rain to fall gently and to fall in whatever amount I choose it to fall. I am choosing my life to be whatever I am choosing it to be. I'm walking along, and I'm one of Little Abner's characters, and as I'm doing this, the rain starts to fall, and I look up at the rain, and I say, I like to walk in the sun. And so here I am in a pathway of the sun, surrounded by the rain, and I'm untouched by the rain. I'm only touched by the lovely sun, which brings me warmth, which brings me harmony, which brings me peace. And wherever I walk, the pavement is dry. Wherever I walk, the pathway is dry, even though there's rain falling all around me. You say, that's impossible. No, it's not. It happens to people whenever they're not thinking about it. They're just thinking that they're walking in the sunlight. They're just thinking that they're in this dream. A girl who is in love, she says to her mom, I don't know what he looks like. I don't know, you know. And I don't know what his name is. I just know I love him. Oh, mother, I met the most wonderful guy, the most wonderful boy. And mother wants to be logical about this, and the daughter is in her state of bliss. She's in her state of paradise, her state of love, her state of lovingness, and she doesn't see anything in the world like the mother sees it. We are all like this. We go through our life, we go through our world, we go through all the experiences, and it's all a bunch of miracles. And they're the most ordinary thing in the world, the most beautiful thing in the world, to be sure. But the most ordinary thing in the world. But they're most consistent. If you put one chemical with another, you're going to get a consistent response. If you put one activity with another, you're going to get another consistent response. Consistency. This is how miracles happen. When you consistently think good thoughts, you will consistently have a good life. When you consistently live in a harmonious attitude toward yourself and your world, you're creating miracles of that world being harmonious, joyous, wonderful, fantastic in every possible way, because that's what you are putting into motion for yourself. You are causing that miracle by your thought. By your choice of words, by your choice of thinking, by your choice of actions, by your choice, you're putting that cause into motion, into a most beautiful, fantastic, glorious expression. A miracle is quite ordinary, but it's only ordinary because we have not recognized how extraordinarily ordinary things are. And all of life is extraordinary. All of life is ordinary. All of life is a miracle. All of life is glorious. All of life is fantastic. And all of life is a miracle. We have the miracle of having our little earphone in our ear and our iPhone in our pocket. And through the magic of Bluetooth, through the magic of wirelessness, the information, the telephone calls or the music or whatever we have on our iPhone is transmitted to our earphone, not by wires, but just by wireless, and we have it. What a wonderful miracle. Yes, that is a miracle. And that is but one of the infinite number of miracles that take place in our life. One of the infinite number of miracles that reveal themselves in our everyday activity. Are you ready for being aware of all the miracles that take place in your life? And not necessarily giving thanks for them, but taking charge of them and meditating on them and saying, my life is a miracle and I am aware of it and I love it. And I love it, I love it, I love it. Oh yes, I love it. You can do that. We all can do that. And we all do that. Join me in being aware that I can right now.